From July 8th through 12th, 2014, UBC's Vancouver campus plays host to the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games. The games are an exhilarating and moving event for athletes with intellectual disabilities and their families. The organizing committee for the 2014 Games is looking for volunteers. To ensure that members of the university community have the chance to participate, UBC has secured a limited number of volunteer spots for students, staff, and faculty. Visit the UBC website for the 2014 Games to learn more. Vancouver 2014.
Hello everybody, happy Sunday. This is Jed, and this is my show Crescendo from 6 to 7 every Sunday on CITR 101.9. So yeah, we got a pretty chill show for you today. No actual live performances today. I know, bummer. So I'm just going to throw at you some, maybe, what, like, 13 songs today, so a bigger playlist, no performance though, it evens out. So we're gonna start off with some blues today with Candyman by Mississippi John Hurt, one of like the more like gentler sounding, really like more finger pick oriented, like really honestly nicer sounding like blues artists like of like the 30s and like Delta blues and country blues, whereas like you'll have other guys like Lead Belly and Skip James have more like almost like, not wouldn't say angrier, but more passionate. He's more like chilled out. He's chillaxing. He's a fantastic old blues man and one of my favorites. So here's Candyman by Mississippi John Hurt.
Chews a cone, Candyman, Candyman. Candyman, Candyman. Yes, don't stand close to the Candyman. He either stick the candy in your hand, Candyman, Candyman. Candyman. Yes, you're in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. I said, you in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Yeah, oh yeah. I said, you and the candy man, you're getting mighty sick.
Thank you.
Everybody, that was Candyman by Mississippi John Hurt, followed by, fast forward, I don't know, like 60 years to Wishes by Beach House. So Beach House is a group that I just actually heard of, and the reason I heard of them originally was their music video for the song Wishes that I just played. It was actually directed by Eric Wareheim, who's from Tim and Eric. For those of you who don't know, Tim and Eric's awesome show, great job. Do yourself a favor and watch every episode of it ever, and you'll probably hate every minute of it because it is one of the most bizarre, surreal comedy shows you'll ever see. But if you like it, then you can be my friend, because then you're just weird like me. So it's a fantastic show. Check it out. But enough of that. After Beach House and Mississippi John Hurt, I have some Elephant Stone coming up for you, and after that, some Plum Tree, both some really great Canadian bands that I've played some of their tunes on here before. And they have a lot of good tracks that I'm going to continue playing. So here we go. This is Heavy Moon by Elephant Stone.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Alrighty, everybody. So that was Heavy Moon by Elephant Stone, a local indie rock band that has a lot of music based off of some old classical Indian music, which adds a nice touch. Played some of them last week as well. Then it was My Mind by Plumtree, another Canadian band. And then Freaking Out the Neighborhood by Mac DeMarco. He's actually a pretty good artist you should check out. He does a really amazing cover, actually, of the Sweater song, Undone, by Weezer. Check that out on YouTube, Mac DeMarco, Undone. I think he had to do, like, some competition where he had to, like, get a cover together in a limited amount of time, but he definitely made it his own and made it a little more discordant and kind of crazy sounding, but adds a really, really nice, like, individual, unique kind of, like, feel to it. So it's definitely a great cover of the song. And next up for you, I got, let's see, some Dead Ghosts, Summer with Phil, and then a band near where I'm from, actually, a big ensemble group called Rubble Bucket. And the song, so not the next song, but the song afterwards by Rubble Bucket, actually, they had to write, compose, and just get a song together, and I think in about a matter of time of 8 hours, and that is what became of this song I'll play for you in a couple minutes called Came Out of a Lady. But first is Summer with Phil by Dead Ghosts. Alrighty, so everybody, that was Rebel Bucket. It came out of a lady, followed by Dun Fast Tintel. The pronunciation I probably messed up, but it is a part of a raga by Ravi Shankar at the Monterey International Pop Festival in 1969. And the video, actually, of him doing that that specific raga on the sitar actually, like, really got me into that music in the 60s. I actually watched it one day in sixth grade. Our teacher was like, all right, today is, like, a fun Friday, so I'm just going to show you a video. And everybody's excited, thinking they're going to watch, like a funny movie or, like, some, like, comedy or something. And he puts on the Monterey Pop Festival, and everybody else is, like, kind of bummed except me. I'm just watching intently the entire time. Because I never really had heard sitar before, and for some reason it just, like, just rung with me. I absolutely loved every second of it, so now I'm a really big fan of Indian music, and I try to put some on the show as much as I can. But coming up for you, it's going to get a little heavier. You're going to have some more punk, some harder stuff to finish off the second heavier half of Crescendo. So here we go after a few messages.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh, yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh, good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Alrighty, everybody. That was Enthused by Blink-182, followed by Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. The first song, Enthused, that was back when Blink was actually still focused on more punk instead of like going into pop punk later. So I really like that album that came off of Dude Ranch a lot more than the rest of it, because it has more of like, honestly, more energetic and less like pop kind of oriented melodies. So it really like gets you going. And then that followed into Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. And one thing that I love about these guys is a lot of people forget that they actually started off in the New York punk scene before they even adopted any sort of like rap, in like getting into the rap genre. And every once in a while they kind of really like remind you of that by like coming out with songs like this. And this is one of like the instances that just rap and like harder rock and punk just work so well together. I think the Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine do it best, and so I gotta share that. Sabotage is one of the top songs to get you like pumped and amped and ready to like mess some stuff up. It's great. And to play you guys out, we have three more songs, one by Alexis on Fire, following to La Dispute, and then Death Heaven. So three more, and these are some of my favorites of the night, so hope you guys enjoy them.
Yeah.
All right, that was Drunks, Lovers, Sinners, and Saints by Alexis on Fire. One of the multiple times I've played this guy, talking about Dallas Green, who fronted Alexis on Fire and then totally changed up a little later to form City in Color, which it goes from like the post-hardcore, really intense music that I just played to a really good indie folk artist. So, again, I absolutely admire any type of like versatility that he could pull that off is amazing. And, so then this is My Goodbye, actually. The last two songs I'm going to see you guys out with are I See Everything by La Dispute and Sunbather by Deaf Heaven. This next song, I See Everything, honestly is a little bit of a trigger warning for anybody who's suffered like a personal loss, because I wouldn't usually say that about like this type of intense music, but the way La Dispute works is a very like cinematic kind of build, and it really, really enthralls you into the lyrics. So it's really emotionally intense, but they do a fantastic job of telling the story, and it's something that I think people need to hear. So if you don't think you want to hear it, then that's totally fine. Tune out, and I'll see you guys later. But if you want to stick around and listen to the rest of it in the next song, then, better strap in, because here comes a freight train of feels, and here we go.
Speech.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Yes, I believe we're about to begin.
This is the planet Earth.
We're in a now that's parallel to our own. A time shift.